B'choras Perkei Mishnah Gimel 5:3. Now more on the prohibition of inflicting a wound on a b'chor that will make it now a permanently blemished animal. So this is actually an issa from the Torah. The Torah says, "Kol mum lo yevo." When it comes to korbanos, you shouldn't let any mum be there. And there's a drasha that it's not just yev yehaya, like to cause it to have, to cause there to be a blemish. This actually becomes one of the Targum mitzvahs. If a person inflicts a wound on kachem, including a b'chor, and he does it intentionally, you know, with witnesses and warning, that actually is a law from the Torah. He gets malchus, lashes, and so on. Okay, so you can't do that. Now, the question is, if you do, so the rabbis essentially put a knas, a penalty on such a person, in terms of he can't, so, you know, cheaters can't prosper. The question is, what's the scope of that knas, that penalty? So says the Mishnah, Hatsorem ba'ozen ha-bechor. If a person slits the cartilage, the ear of a bechor, harezilo yishachet olamis, says the Mishnah. So now, at least according to Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer holds, since this person inflicted a wound, he can never eat this animal. He's a bad guy. He did a lot. Did a bad thing. But the Chacham omrim kishi yivaled lo mum acher yishchot alav. The Chacham say, when a new blemish appears, unrelated to what he did, and it develops on its own, and it's now it's a new permanent blemish, so then the owner, the Kohen, could slaughter the animal based on that new blemish. Meaning the Kanas is, you gain nothing by blemishing your animal, but if it gets a new blemish elsewhere, then you could shecht it. That's the Chacham's position. And that's the Halacha, in fact. More than that, let's say a person, let's say the father Kohen inflicts a wound on the Bechor. When the father dies and the sons inherit it, they could eat it right away because they're not the ones who did the bad thing. Now, more on this, says the Mishnah, we have a couple stories. The first is, which are illustrating the principles here. Maisa, once actually happened, Bezacha shel Rechelim Zaken, you had a male ram. I don't know why there's so many words here in this Mishnah that describe a ram. The word for ram is an isle. I don't know why the Mishnah didn't say the word isle here. It just says a male of the female sheep that's old. Usa'ara meduldal, and it had long wool that was like kind of dragging, like on the, I don't know, dragging on the ground or whatever, it was excessive, right? Ra'u kasdart echad, and a Roman official saw this ridiculous looking sheep covered in, you know, excess wool. Amar, and he said, mativo shozeh. He said, what in the world is going on over here? Mativo shozeh, really best translated in English, is what is the nature of this? But I didn't translate that way because tivo was not connected to the word teva. The word teva and nature, like the natural world, is not the same as what is the nature of your illness, tivo. But in any case, what's going on, he asks. So now, this, he has this kind of a double question. First of all, he never saw such a sheep, let's say. Like, what's this ridiculous sheep? And second of all, like, what's the explanation for why you do it? Is he's demanding an explanation because, remember, wool is like a valuable commodity. Why would a person who has a beautiful sheep with lots of wool just waste that and let it not shear it and collect the wool? Doesn't make any sense. Amrlo, so the Jews said back to this Roman official, Bechorhu, this is a firstborn sheep. Ve'eno nishchat ela imkein haya vomum. We can't slaughter it unless it develops some kind of blemish. So we just, it's out to pasture. Now, this Roman official thinks it has become sort of like some sort of natural injury, ostensibly. And therefore he decides just to sort of like, you know, do some graffiti. And he, natal pigyon, he pulls out his dagger. But Sarambos, no, and he slits the ear of the ram. Why did he do it? Just because he wasn't halakhically minded here. He just, the same way, why do people do graffiti? Why would you take a beautiful wall and make it dirty? I don't know, but people do that. Why would you take a beautiful ram and slit its ear? I don't know, but this guy did it. He wanted to leave his mark, okay? But the point is, he didn't have intention to have halakhic significance to his act. Now, meanwhile, the Jewish owner's like, oh, well, now that we have a slit ear, this is great. It's a bal mum. Can we use that as a mum by which to slaughter this animal? Uva mas lefnei chacham. And they brought the question to the rabbis. V'hitiruhu. The rabbi said, listen, what difference does it make if a wolf bites the ram's ear or if a Roman slits its ear? Now it's got a mum and it's a permanent blemish, so you can slaughter it. Rashi hitiru. Now the Roman officials saw that they immediately after him slitting the ear, essentially the next day, they slaughtered and ate it as a barbecue. So he says, oh, you know, I'll do a good turn for these Jews. Maybe they'll, you know, do a return back to me. V'halach v'tzaram b'choros acherim. He went and slit the ears of other b'choros. like as a favor to Jews. But the point now is he's acting with the intention of benefiting Jews to make their bechoros permitted to eat. V'asru, and therefore the rabbi said, no, once the non-Jew is acting not out of his own interest, but to benefit the Jews, it's like the Jews did it in themselves. And therefore, rabbinically, it's not allowed to be relied upon, and therefore the Jews could not rely on this blemish to now slaughter the animal. Just very similar to the lachas of Amir La'akum, asking a non-Jew to do something for you on Shabbos, which is forbidden. Okay, I don't get into the lachas of that here, but it's the same kind of idea. Now, the Mishnah gives a second story, okay? A different scenario where the same thing happened. Here we have Pamachas Hayotinokos Mesachkin Besadeh. Once there were a bunch of kids playing around the fields, these kids had nothing else to do with their time. Vekashu Znavos Tlaim Zelazeh. So I thought it'd be fun to tie the tails of the sheep together. Benifsaka Znavo Shel Echad Mehen. And one of the tails of one of the sheep got ripped off. Hareyu Bechor. And this was actually a Bechor that lost his tail. So now the Bechor has a missing tail. That's a Balmum Kavua. The question is, the kids did it. The Jewish kids did it. Now, is this considered the kind of thing which you can now slaughter on this? Or you can say, no, you can't because the Jewish kids did it. The question came to the rabbis. The rabbi said, listen, the kids had no intention to rip off any ears, any tails, I should say. And so, you know, it's since they didn't have any halachic significance to their action, they were just playing around. Now it has a mum, and therefore it could be slaughtered. The kids saw, oh my gosh, this is where we're doing a good service. We can have barbecue every night if we just get a few more Bali Mumin here. So they tied a bunch of tails together for other Bechor animals because they wanted lamb chops for dinner. And the rabbi said, no, if you're doing it for the sake of making the Mum in the first place, you're intending to inflict a blemish. Now, even if you're kids, but it's intentional, it becomes forbidden to get benefit from it. And therefore, they couldn't rely on this, owners couldn't rely on this blemish to slaughter the sheep. Ze'aklal, the principle, the Mishnah sums up the principle. It says, kol shu leda'ato asur, v'shlo da'ato mutar. Anything which is intentional in terms of inflicting a wound or for making a blemish that's permanent, that is not allowed, and therefore doesn't make the animal permitted to eat. V'shlo leda'ato, but if it's unintentional, like for example, the Roman who cut the ear, or the kids that turn the tails, then mutter, then it's permitted to eat the animal, meaning to slaughter it based on that. Now the Gemara asks the question, which it always asks, which is whenever it says Zehaklal, although we had this, I pointed out a couple of Mishnahs ago, the last Mishnah of the previous parak, Zehaklal was unusual there, but the usual usage of Zehaklal is like this, which is we're summing up the principles of the Mishnah, to which the Gemara always asks, well, Suyemai, what's that coming to add, because we just read the Mishnah. So the Gemara speaks out, the issue is, if you essentially do a grama, you set things up, or you don't do anything, but you cause the animal to get a blemish, that's also going to be considered to be not a valid blemish which allows the animal to be slaughtered. So for example, you know there's like, you know, a bunch of barbed wire in this field. You say, listen, let's let the sheep graze in that field because they're going to be grazing amongst the barbed wire. What do you think is going to happen? Their ears are going to get ripped off. It'd be perfect. So you send your sheep to go graze in the barbed wire field, and sure enough, they come back torn up to bits because there's barbed wire there. So since you didn't do anything directly, but you did it indirectly, you caused the sheep, the grama, you caused the sheep to get blemishes because you sent them to pasture in the barbed wire fields, and therefore you cannot rely on that and you cannot slaughter it based on that blemish. That'll be the halacha l'maisa. And indeed, that is what the Zehaklal is coming to add when you call something as a grama indirectly.